in some cases, the government or the Ministry of Culture or the Ministry of Education, they simply don't recognize these efforts, these, I like to say, bottom-up initiatives like IT communities are.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
My name is Milena Milic, and for the past 2 years, I've been working for a Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. So this is a Swiss project that helps empower communities in Western Balkans and also Peru and Vietnam, helping entrepreneurs and organizations that work with entrepreneurs be better.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. I am so grateful to be here in Serbia. Yes, meeting the incredibly innovative women in tech community. Right now, I'm in a city called Novi Sad. I love this city. It's a small, quaint town. It's apparently like the new of cities to visit around the world. I heard it's on some top three list. I'm not sure. They have some big music festival. Jovana is going to tell us all about it. I'd like to welcome her to the show. Hi, Jovana.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I told you, I warned you. I was really like tired and worn out. I'm like, trust me, I know how to turn it on. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, when you told me that you were tired and then you did this intro, I was like, wow, you know, she can do it.
I try. I do my best. So Jovana, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so let's start off with the Heap Space. Since I'm one of team members of the IT community called Heap Space here in Belgrade, Serbia, even though we're in Novi Sad today, but Heap Space was founded in Belgrade, which is a town nearby Novi Sad. It's a capital city of Serbia. Heap Space was actually in the beginning a Java community. So we were an official Java user group. And that lasted for what? Something like 10 years. We were founded in 2004 and we rebranded and we changed the name in 2014. So we became Heap Space and we changed a bit our scope of work. So we actually focus on everything related to education in technology. Of course, we do events for software engineers. So there is still some Java left there and other backend languages. What we also do is actually digital art, creative entrepreneurship, everything related to creative industries, for example, digital economy. So we expanded quite a lot our efforts. So that when it comes to Heap Space, that's a short intro of the organization. There is actually four active members. We have two women and two men. So we actually try to keep up with this trend of including women in tech, even though we're in the Balkans.
I thought you were going to say keep up with the trend of including men in tech.
So the Balkans, as I suppose you know, is quite a traditional environment. So we have these innovations coming a bit late, let's say it like that. But we have some charm, you know. Despite that, on my professional side, I've been in tech for 6 years now. My professional experience is actually 8 years old. So for the first 2 years, I worked in a contemporary art gallery in Belgrade. Then I switched my focus to technology. And I actually work now for a company in Zagreb, in Croatia, our neighboring country.
I love Zagreb.
Yeah, Zagreb is beautiful. So yeah,
and it's great during the Christmas time.
Yeah, yeah, it's their famous Advent. Yeah. It's called like that. So actually work for Zagreb now. I travel a lot from Belgrade to Zagreb. Besides my professional scope of doing marketing and communications in technology, I support everything that is in relation with entrepreneurship and with technology, and I do that within Heap Space. And my background is a bit
awkward because I actually graduated from the Faculty of Political Sciences in Belgrade, and I actually specialized in international affairs. So I was supposed to be a diplomat, you know, but that's not happening yet. I switched focus to technology. And then the next thing that I did is that I enrolled in a master's course last year at the University of Arts, which in Belgrade also, which has a cooperation with the University in Lyon, France. So I will tomorrow, I will actually defend my master thesis. And I will have this cool double diploma in like French, English stuff, you know, so it's super cool. And I actually did the master thesis concerning the role of IT communities in the process of reconciliation between ex-Yugoslav countries. So I just keep this IT community thing going within my professional career and educational. And that's it.
What was it that we were a part of today?
Today in Novi
Here
Sad.
In Novi Sad, yeah.
Today in Novi Sad.
To have an idea, it's Novi Sad is about an hour and a half drive away from Belgrade.
Yeah, it's 80 kilometers. It's all highway, so it's reachable from Belgrade. We can come here super quickly. Today we actually had a tech breakfast event in Started Center in a co-working space here in Novi Sad. Tech Breakfast is actually an initiative founded by HeapSpace in 2015. And this Tech Breakfast was actually the 30th edition of the event. And in September this year, we moved it somehow from Belgrade to Zagreb and to Novi Sad. And we're trying to make this Tech Breakfast initiative a regional project. And we're trying to connect all of these different entrepreneurial efforts. And we actually want to do it all over the region. For now, we only have three cities. So one in Croatia and two in Serbia. And we are like an organization, like an NGO, actually, what HeapSpace is. We are supporting it financially completely by ourselves. And the aim of the initiative of Tech Breakfast is to promote entrepreneurial spirit, to promote ideas, concepts, to make networking possible, to connect people, basically. To share their experience and knowledge.
And what would you say is one huge obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Well, I must say that that's definitely the financial aspect of everything, because HeapSpace is an NGO, and in Serbia we don't have many funds that are able to support something that is not very tangible in that sense. And in some cases, for example, the government or the Ministry of Culture or the Ministry of Education, they simply don't recognize these efforts, these, I like to say, bottom-up initiatives like IT communities are. And then we just had this financial thing going on for several years. We couldn't cover all the expenses by ourselves. And we did it from our pockets, actually, in the first 10 years. And then we decided to organize a technology conference 4 years ago, which is the only commercial event that we organized ever. And this actually helps us fund every other event we organize during the year. And in that sense, we are actually we're able to cover everything by ourselves, thanks to the conference, of course, because we paid the car, the ticket to entry, and then that's it.
Have you been on a podcast before?
I actually was once, but it was an IT Serbia podcast. Something
that counts.
Something like that.
What are your favorite podcasts? Like, do you have one? Do you listen to them?
No, I don't actually have time to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Because I always have either.
No, it's totally okay. Or do you have a favorite book?
It's actually Bulgakov.
What is that?
Yeah, it's how do I translate to English? It's a Russian. Russian author. I will remember it, and then I will.
I haven't been to Russia yet. I am dying to go there one day.
I didn't go either. But it's an exciting country.
What's one thing you would want the global audience to know about Serbia?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Aside that you're not at war.
Yeah, I would say that
Serbia and Bosnia are not at war.
No,
they are normal cities.
No, yeah.
Like, everything is normal. There are bicycles in front of me, really pretty green trees, normal buildings, people walking in nice clothes.
Yeah.
High-end shops that have expensive things to purchase.
Yes.
It's a normal city.
Yeah, that's all true. It's all true for the whole region. So for the whole ex-Yugoslav region, we're not at war. We do have a heritage of war. That's true.
We have some problems even today with that when it comes to the knowledge exchange, when it comes to traveling. But that's another thing, which is super complicated to explain. But yeah, we're not at war. This whole region is safe.
I feel super safe. Yeah. I feel more safe than in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So it's actually, well, it's tiny towns. Yeah. So, I mean, people know each other. Yeah. It's some kind, it's cozy. But what would I say for the whole Balkan region? It's quite exotic.
Yeah.
And it's a melange of central European culture and the South.
Yeah.
Turkey, Greece, these guys that have this character, you know, the strong character.
Yeah.
So I would say that that's our something that people should know, and only by visiting this part of Europe, you are actually able to kind of grasp this experience. And for most of the people who come, it's unforgettable. I will just give you one example from our neighbor in Croatia. This like exchange of people is not very common even today, but people do travel a lot. But young people, for example, who are at their 20s, early 20s, they did not come before to Serbia and to Belgrade. And when they come, like it's a surprise, you know,
yeah.
Like look at these people, like we speak this practically the same language.
Right.
We understand each other. We have similar problems. I mean, we're neighboring countries. Come on. Like we're two super small countries and we share our common past. Some of it was bad. Some of it was good.
Right.
So we have this exchange going on like in the past, let's say, 10 years a bit frequently. So I think that would be it. So we're exotic. We should definitely visit the Balkans, be it Serbia, be it Croatia, be it Bosnia. I don't care. Just come.
Just come. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. You're amazing. Where can people find out more about Heapspace and connect with you? Are you on Instagram or LinkedIn?
Yeah, well, we use all sorts of communication channels. You should definitely check our website. It's heapspace.rs.
And that's heapspace.rs.
Yeah, that's it. You can also check the conference that we're organizing. It's HeapCon, so the same four letters from Heapspace, only add con.eo. We also, of course, use all possible social
networks. Oh, not
dot
io.
Yeah, that io. Yeah,
dot io.
Yeah, that's
I was
French.
Like,
io.
Yeah,
no, that's French.
heapcon.io.
Io. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
We use Facebook. So for Heapspace, you can check out our Facebook page.
And how about for you? Are you on LinkedIn?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. So as you said, my name is Jovana Tomic, and I can spell
it.
That'd
be great.
So it's just correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's JovanaTomic.
It's really hard when English is your second language to spell. Spelling's a tough thing.
Yeah, but they teach us that in schools.
Yeah, but it's hard. I find with a lot of foreigners, no matter what country, whether it be Spain or Serbia, like it's hard to spell in another language.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Serbian is easy in that sense because one letter is one voice.
Yeah.
So we don't have this.
You don't have letters, I hear.
Yeah.
It's like sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
sounds,
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So one sound is one letter, actually. And you read how it's written.
Yeah.
There's no double letters, no funny things like that,
it's
you know?
It's so crazy. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you.
You've been incredible. The event today was awesome. It was really exciting to meet the local tech community. If you want to connect with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. And you can say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
This was Jovana from the Heapspace IT community based in Belgrade, Serbia. We are all into technology and supporting entrepreneurial efforts. And thank you for listening, Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
This is a Swiss project that helps empower communities in Western Balkans and also Peru and Vietnam, helping entrepreneurs and organizations that work with entrepreneurs be better. What we're working on the most is empowering the community of entrepreneurs in Western Balkans. So that means Serbia, Bosnia, Macedonia, and Albania, and our team is working in Serbia and Bosnia. So one of our main activities is bringing foreign experts and mentors to work with the local entrepreneurs and managers and CEOs of companies. My name is Milena Milic, and for the past 2 years, I've been working for a Swiss entrepreneurship program.
To find out more about the Swiss entrepreneurship program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.